Medieval Walls. Going south from the square of Pope John Paul II, along the pavement of the street Zadarskog Mira, Peace of Zadar, we can follow the direction of the medieval city walls. In 1358, a peace treaty was signed in Zadar between the Venetian Republic and Louis Anjou, a Hungarian-Croatian king, when Zadar became autonomous, formally recognizing the supreme Hungarian-Croatian authorities. When, in 1202, the Crusaders brought by the Venetian fleet came to Zadar, they were stunned by its strong fortifications. The town was enclosed by high walls with towers and was practically unconquerable, as was stated by Chronicler 4 from the Philhardwin Crusade. Zadar, which during the 12th century became strong and powerful, without doubt also reconstructed at that time the fortification belt from the early Middle Ages. It was destroyed twice during the Venetian sieges and rebuilt again towards the end of the 13th century. At that time, it was definitely fixed and did not essentially change until the construction of the new forts in the first half of the 16th century. On the southwestern part of the medieval walls, there were two gates, Porta Angeli, and in the 16th century, the new Mesnichka Gate was opened, Porta Beccaria, named after the nearby slaughterhouse. When, in 1868, Zadar was proclaimed an open town, the medieval walls were destroyed on the south side because of the construction of the new promenade, and around the green square, representative buildings were erected, which were destroyed in the bombardments of the Second World War.